No, yeah, I think we should get started, and I have the two issues that I'd like to discuss. I know we don't have an agenda.
Yeah.
And one is we had an email from Alan to the five regarding us getting involved in some of the discussions, and I'd like to discuss this even though we're only two. And the other one is that I was planning on sending out for the CCTLD world list the link, and I saw that Grace sent it out for the group for the CWG regarding the webinar and actually also the audio. And I think we should send that out for the CCTLD world list.
Lisa, say going to the next one, say the final point, maybe you've seen the email I sent to Christina as well, that say if you send it to the CCTLD world list, we will post it on the and announce it on the CCNSO website, and maybe if you could send it to the regional organizations as well, individually, say we need to work with a kind of a shotgun. So in the sense of use as many lists as possible.
Yes, I agree. I can send to all the regional organizations, and but I had another link from Marika earlier today, but I think maybe shouldn't I use the link that Grace sent out today?
You better use the one from Grace.
Yes, because I think that will contain it all.
Yeah,
right.
That will include the recording, etc. And maybe just what I'll do, or you can do it, just check what is in the one link and what is in the other one.
Yes.
I think the question you asked to Marika was a link to the presentation, the PowerPoint slides.
Yes.
And Grace's email included a link to the recording.
Yeah.
And the Adobe room.
Yes. I can see the slides are there too, but I will just mention that they should have a look at the slides because I think they make it very they make a very nice overview of the proposal, and I think that's very helpful for a lot of people. So I'll try to announce that as a way of getting a quick overview of the whole proposal.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be too lengthy an email. Next week.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
And maybe just repeat something. excuse me. Next week, say or a countdown or urge people to make submissions.
Yes. Yep. I will do that, and I'll do it today within the next hour after we've been.
Yeah, and onto it as well, and if you're onto it, and maybe include that as well, is a reference to the co-chairs, so your email, that the working group will continue its work, so everybody is aware, maybe as a suggestion, or this week or next week, somebody else from this team, from the members, could inform the community where they are, where the working group is. So you...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I'm just saying yes. It's not to interrupt
you. Like Stefan or Vika or Eric, that one of you, so not say Lisa is... Say, Lisa, I think you will be very occupied the coming week with, say, acting as or being the co-chair, is that one of the other members could start keeping the member or the CCTLD community informed.
You want the separation of functions?
It makes more sense, doesn't it?
Okay.
And just appoint one of you to keep the community informed, not being Lisa.
So you're suggesting it shouldn't be Lisa then doing this?
Today it is because she's already taken it on board. But as of next week, say have a discussion among the five of you who could do it, with the exception of Lisa, and then keep on informing and hammering away at the community. They need to respond and use every means possible by keeping an update whatsoever, what is going on.
Okay, I take away the verb hammering, because I see what you mean. It's a good idea to be very specific. So are there any other channels we might use to hammer this in to the community that have emails?
Say, like the announcements, etc., that will be online. You will see the discussion will be online, so you can refer to that. If people want to listen in and clarify again, the public comment is online, so make a link to that, and just keep on repeating it and mentioning the, and you can use the the most successful way is probably just the email list.
Yeah. So, Lisa, continue, please.
Yeah, I would say the three, and constantly ask the regional organizations to spread the word as well.
Okay. So, Lisa, today you're using the three email lists, right? The CCTLD World,
yes.
And the two others.
There is a CCTLD World. I think the CCNSO group is taken care of by Christina or
we can forward it anyway.
Yes.
So the CCNSO members list. Lisa
because
is not subscribed.
I'm not subscribing to that one. So
But you are subscribed to the CCTLD community list, aren't you, Lisa?
Yes, the CCTLD community, but I'm not, because I've seen Alan has forwarded an email from Paul Schindler regarding the proposal
on
the CCNSO members list, and I don't get them.
You're not subscribed on that one, that's true.
No.
So maybe for this purpose is that we subscribe you, because there are so many discussions going on with the CCNSO members list as well, that Paul and you need to be subscribed for the duration of this process.
Yes, it would be nice if we were just for the duration of this, and then you can...
Let me make a point of it. Let me make... It's more a point of order. I'll write it down as for the... We have the upcoming CCNSO council list, so do it... in the royal fashion.
That's a good idea. I cannot join that council meeting, but I will write a short status for you.
Yeah, and if you send it to me or copy me in and send it to Byron Gabi or Christina, will make sure that it's circulated. And then it's part of the record, etc.
Yes.
Yeah.
I will send it. I think I'll send it to you. Or do you want me to send it to Byron instead?
No, send it to me, and I'll send it forwarded to everybody.
Perfect. I'll just send it to you. But I will send it on Wednesday afternoon.
That's fine.
So, because that's the meeting is on Thursday at the same time as our meeting, right? So.
Yeah.
That's life. You can't really. And I forgot the other meeting. I'm so sorry. Just too many, many meetings at the moment, so I just missed it. Okay, that was one issue that I'd like to raise. The other one was to actually have some responses from the five of us, as Alan said. Have you thought about any of this, Stefan?
No, not yet. I will.
Yes.
I will think about it. I've been a little occupied this week, so it will hopefully get better after Wednesday. So it's a last week.
Okay.
But I think, Lisa, to be fair and Stefan, if it's, for example, to comments like Paul Schindler's, say that was posted on the Cease and Desist members list, so that makes it more difficult for you and Paul Kane. So that's more for Stefan, Eric, and Vika to respond.
Yes.
Yeah, this is tricky because of I'm constantly considering what my mandate is and what I might do and what I might not do. So I'm a little awkward about this.
I
understand you.
Stefan, this is by. I think at the end of the day, you were selected on the basis of your individual capacity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And as a member, and you applied as a member. Say, what is coming with the baggage of being a member is soliciting and informing, but first and foremost, you are a member in your own capacity. So if you have a specific view, and if it corresponds with the one from Paul Schindler, then it corresponds. If you have a different view, then you get a dialogue going on. Because I think you were not, at least that's my understanding, you were not selected to represent the view of the full CEC community, because there is no such thing. You represent who you are.
Uh-huh. Okay.
But for me, somehow, I think the proposal we put forward is a proposal that we somehow try to support if we haven't raised any big concerns.
Yeah.
And of course, there are some issues that has not been dealt with during our time, and those you cannot, of course, defend. But somehow, try and have a support for the proposal, and try and find the way you see if it's a solution that has not been discussed.
Yeah.
So and I think. It's important that all five members show their participation somehow by, and I know we've done some webinars, but I also think we need to be on the list responding to some of them.
Yeah, and especially speak to the substance of the proposal, because and where you see it going, because that's why you were selected.
But here it's a bit unfair to you, Stefan, when we don't have Eric or Vika.
Yeah, it's something. I absolutely agree, and so probably it's something that you could share with your co-members.
Okay. Yep, I'll dive into the rhythm.
Yeah. Well, that would be very good. Yep. Apart from that, I actually made a proposal that we should send out a short resume of our meetings within the big group of the CWG, and I don't know if you find that is a good idea, Stefan, but that could actually be a way that we could start up the dialogue continuously with the group.
Yeah. Anything that could get dialogue going is, of course, good. Did you see, Lisa, me more than we did in your capacity as co-chair when it comes to engagement from CC World? Or because my experience is there isn't too many people acting, right? Or did you see me more than I see?
I don't know. Well, I don't see more. I don't see it different than you do, because actually, I don't see the CC NSO member list, and there's where some of the engagement is.
Mm.
And apart from that, you've been participating in the same meetings, and I see Alan being very active from Sierra, and I've seen Paul he's been active on certain issues, but not in the broad perspective.
Mm.
And Eric has had a few comments too, but apart from that, I think we should change gear in how much we're doing all of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually kind of felt bad that Byron posted the proposal, and I think it was good he did, but I think we should have done it for the CCTLD world list.
Lisa, to be fair, it was posted several times. Say Byron posted, we as a secretariat posted it.
I know you did it as a secretary, yes.
It's what you see, a lot of people are posting it, and this is what I meant by hammering it in. Keep on posting it so people are aware until it's too important.
Yes.
Hmm.
I agree.
Okay.
But yes. But I don't know, apart from that, how we can do more at the moment, because I was thinking of what might be missing is a short resume of the proposal itself, but that might be solved by having the slides, focus on the slides, because that's actually a resume of the proposal, but
Lisa Staffan.
Sorry.
So go ahead, Staffan.
No, I just said the slides is a good resume. So
is it an idea to organize a specific call webinar for the CC community on this, but have a more of a substantive discussion, say you pick up the items that you think are the most interesting and need more discussion with the community and see if that works. Say do it in 2 weeks or something.
2 weeks is too late. If we want to do it, we need to do it next week, I think, in the middle of next week, because it's the 22nd, right? That's the date. I think it's a very good idea, because we know there's been raised some issues regarding the review panel, the independent review panel. The delegation, redelegation.
Yeah, and have a fulsome discussion about it, because if you look at the webinar itself, that was more on explaining the model, and there was not, and it didn't reflect the current thinking of the stewardship group, let alone of the members. And this is where they can provide input and beyond the public comment, and if they can submit it, that would be even better.
But I think if we should do this, and I think it's a very good idea, I don't want to call it a webinar. I'd rather call it an actual meeting, because a webinar is a more passive form for...
Make it, turn it into an interactive meeting,
but
say, or a Q&A session from you, say an interactive Q&A session from you with the community, and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
A dialogue of the members with the community.
Sorry, I'm walking around a bit.
Yes, a dialogue. Yeah, dialogue meeting regarding the proposal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Staplin. We can hear you.
Yeah? Staplin? Yeah.
Staplin.
Staplin, we can hear you.
Hello.
Yeah.
Staplin, we can hear you.
All right, let's go.
But I can't hear you. Please hang on.
He's walking around. Local connectivity.
Yes. But that's why I call the pay numbers, because I don't want to have this.
Yeah. Well, the toll-free number should work, but say not use Adobe.
But actually, a lot of times I've had those toll-free numbers, and they were really bad regarding the quality. So I just, you know, it's not that expensive.
Do you think it would be feasible to do it this week? But that would be Thursday. But I think my preference would be early next week.
I cannot do anything more this week. So
I think the 16th would be the best.
Yeah. Actually, after 1400 UTC on Tuesday is fine for me. And then after, 12 UTC on Wednesday is also fine. I don't know if we need two meetings on different time zones. Because I'd really like to raise some of the issues that the CCs are worried about, and I think it's an excellent idea to have these meetings.
Yeah, and then you want to have one meeting.
Yes.
It's going to be, let's put it this way. Maybe if you agree, say, first of all, that, Staffan or you, Lisa, inform the other three members.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time that, that Christina and I look for the best, say, noon UTC is most of the time the best time, with the exception of Pacific time, because that's what we know.
Noon is actually very nice for me on Tuesday. I'm looking at my calendar. That could work. So
it's with the exception for New Zealand, it's doable.
Bart?
Yeah?
You come and go. Sometimes you lose your...
I'll need to turn my head around, do it hands-free, and then I do it this way, and then I'm not in the microphone. This is better, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
Noon UTC has one disadvantage. It's New Zealand or West Coast U.S.
But 11 UTC is better for me, and I know... No, sorry. Yeah, 11 UTC, yeah.
11 UTC is good for you. Then we have a chance of getting New Zealand and Australia there as well. The only difficulty will be the Latin American ones, probably.
Yes.
Although that's 6 hours, yeah. It's pain on both sides.
It is.
And I think, and that's probably the idea, if you can check with Eric and Vika and Paul, we'll set things in motion for the noon or 11 UTC on Tuesday the 16th.
Yes. Because then I can do it together with whoever wants to do it, and I'm fine with chairing that meeting, but I don't know if I should, being a co-chair, but I can do it.
But at least attend as one of the members, and maybe somebody else can chair that meeting.
Yes, because...
Okay, this is Stefan again. I missed parts of it, but we're talking about Tuesday the 16th at 12 UTC, right?
11
UTC. 11 UTC. 12 our time.
12 to...
12 our time.
Because I have one of those employee meetings you have once a year that ends at 11:30 my time. So I would be... And I can't really move that, so I need to...
Okay.
But 12 hour time, 11 UTC would be very good. And
yeah.
And
let's aim for that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think we can send out an agenda later this week for the meeting, but we should try and warn people about the meeting. But first, we need to have a go from Eric and Vika and Paul.
Yeah.
So I'll send those guys an email.
Yeah.
Regarding this meeting.
Yeah.
And Stefan, you can start think of issues that we need to raise on this meeting, and and have a document that we can prepare to send out later.
And it's my suggestion would be to go go specifically over the comments raised on the CC lists.
Yes.
Mhm. Okay.
I agree.
So I'll start with the document for webinar or whatever we call it, the 16th.
Yeah.
Substantial issues for discussion.
But I don't think I would not like to call it a webinar, because that's
no,
kind of a a dialogue.
Sorry. Dialogue.
Yeah.
Okay.
I put you, Bart, Alan, Bernie, and Christina.
Into Christina as well.
Yes. On the email that I sent out now for, Okay. So I'll send that out after this meeting. Is there anything we need to discuss, anything else apart from this?
I think you got a full plate now.
Oh, we do. It's just that I'm eager to get this done, because I'd like to have the thing sent out for the CCTLD world list, the regional organization, and...
And I will forward it to the CCNZO member list,
Perfect. And then I'll send out an email now also for the five of us to agree on a dialogue meeting with the CC community
on
Tuesday.
Yeah, and once this is done, Stefan, that's also a nice opportunity for you to start, the dialogue to, if you agree on this one, send a reminder tomorrow to everybody and announce it, because you can post on the CCNSO members list.
Uh-huh, okay.
You should be able to post on that one.
And just saying, save the date. Substantial issues.
Dialogue on say the core of the proposals, the substance of the proposal.
Okay, so I'll start with a list. I will send it up to all of you, and please give me feedback or what to take up on this list and how to approach the issues. That is maybe the most.
Yeah, and include
thing.
Alan as well in that one.
Yeah. Alan as well, of course. I fear I won't use him too much, because he's been doing too much already. But of course, I'll send.
You kind of disappears in what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm having troubles with my connection.
Is that is that the bad internet in Sweden?
Oh yes, this is the bad telecom in Sweden.
Sorry.
It's a cheap
one. That was very cheap, but then again. That's the way I am. Okay, but should we conclude this and then
That's nice. We have some action items moving forward.
Yep.
Okay.
Good.
So,
okay.
So let's hear from each other via a mail.
Yep.
Yes.
See you online.
In a while, you get an email.
Yep.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Great. Thank you. Bye-bye, all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.